Your Excellency, Mr. President of 66th World Health Assembly, Honorable Ministers of Health and the Heads of Delegation of Member States, Your Excellency, WHO Director General, Dr. Margaret Chan, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. It's for me a great honor and a pleasure to speak on this august occasion on behalf of the 46 African member states belonging to WHO African region. I would like to take this opportunity to welcome and congratulate Dr. Toshigeru Nwomi as President of the 66th World Health Assembly. The African region expressed its full support and collaboration for the successful outcome of this assembly and your able leadership. Mr. President, we commend Dr. Margaret Chan, WHO Director General, for her excellent report, as well for her leadership and determination in guiding the World Health Organization in providing support to our region. We note with great interest the points covered in their report and are pleased to make the following considerations. Mr. President, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, the health situation in the Africa region has improved during the last 10 years, but we still have major challenges to address. The under 5 mortality has continued to decrease from under 59 per 1,000 live births in 2000 to 109 per 1,000 in 2010. However, current data indicates that nearly 40% of deaths among under 5 children occur in first months of life, and indications that we should pay more attention to newborn care. With regards to MDG 5, maternal mortality decreased on average from 720 deaths per 100,000 live births in 2000 to 4,080 deaths per 100,000 live births in 2010. Our region have made progress in improving maternal health, but not in track to achieve the MDG's target. Progress to achieve health-related MDG 1 is slow, especially in peri-urban and rural areas, where access to safe drinking water and basic sanitation remain poor and where the burden of malnutrition is still high. Regarding HIV and AIDS prevention and control, we realized progress in the coverage of interventions to reduce vertical transmission and provision of antiretroviral treatment. The antiretroviral overall coverage improved from 100,000 people in 2003 to 6.2 million people in 2011. There has been a 33% reduction of malaria burden. 12 counties of the region have recorded about 50% reduction on related mortality and morbidity. The African region continues, however, to face numerous health emergencies, including epidemic-prone diseases that have a devastating impact on the economic and social fabric of countries. The majority of these events are of infectious origin, and the cholera, meningitis, and viral hemorrhagic fevers are among the most frequent. As regards the Global Poliomyelitis Eradication Initiative, the situation in the only endemic country of our region continues to be of great concern. We hope that the package of recent emergency measures taken by the government with the support of international partners will contribute to stop the circulation of the polio virus in the entire region. Access to vaccine and improved considerably in the region, the next step being the need to accelerate introduction of new vaccines in line with the Global Vaccine Action Plan. As regards other public health problems, the burden of non-communicable diseases and injuries is rapidly increasing in the region, affecting also heavily poor and the needy population, and constituting a growing public health problem which impacts on economic development. While much remains to be done to ensure meaningful progress, national NCD strategic plans are being elaborated, and we hope that outcomes of discussions of the Global Action Plan on NCDs will provide further guidance to member states. Another area which deserves the African region attention is the monitoring of social determinants of health, as many of our major public health challenges are associated with the factors that require the engagement of other sectors and stakeholders, including community participation. It is our view that health system reform should be addressed in a broader scope that also improves the living conditions and the quality of life of people. Mr. President, distinguished delegates, the deadline for attaining the MDGs is getting quite close. While many countries in the region are reporting encouraging progress, we have to address persistent challenges that compromise the performance of health systems. The impact of the financial crisis is a serious challenge, especially regarding the support to priority programs such as HIV and AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria. In this regard, the regional committee expressed concern about the 13.4% decrease in the overall program budget since 2010, at a time of a growing need for support. The African member states are in process of revisiting their health financing strategy and are looking forward to discuss with development partners or innovative approach for resource mobilization. Mr. President, the agenda of 66th World Health Assembly includes public health matters of great interest for our region. The WHO Regional Committee for Africa considers the draft 12th General Program of Work as a tool that will guide the member states in the right direction and facilitate the implementation of WHO reform. We would like to emphasize the need to clearly articulate the role of WHO at its various levels, ensuring a strong country focus in light of WHO core functions. Mr. President, of utmost importance are the future health goals beyond 2015 within the UN Development Agenda. In this regard, the Africa region welcomes the outcome of the health thematic consultation at high level that took place in Gaborone, Botswana in March 2013, as an important milestone in defining the positioning of health in the post-2015 development agenda and as an important prelude to the member state deliberation at this assembly. It is our hope that health will remain a key dimension in the post-2015 development agenda and take linkage between health and in development be further articulated and strength. In the context of management and the legal matters, we are pleased to report that 62nd session of Regional Committee examined the request of the Republic of South Sudan and agree with the reassignment of this country to the WHO African region. Mr. President, Honorable Minister, distinguished participants and guests, the health status of the African population has improved in recent years, and the trend will continue. The dynamic economic growth in our region is expected to provide new opportunities for successful reforms and the benefits to health system. It is our hope that dynamic and effective international partnership, which has brought significant health improvements in the region, will be sustained to provide the required support to governments toward an achievement of a national and internationally agreed health goals. Thank you for your attention.